Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is your network owner, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Miss Poetic Energy. All right, holding it down until Miss Strong Island comes in and hosts her segment of the show, which is the Erotic Central Sheets open mic segment. We're just going to get it off and popping and start it off with a little spoken word from one of our spoken word artists via one of their tracks. We're going to go with Mrs. Understood. And get it hot and erotic up in here. And hopefully Miss Strong Island will arrive in the building as a host to host her segment of the show. So until she arrives, let's hold it down and just let it all come together with Miss Understood with her mental massage workday boyfriend. All right, Detroit.
Doesn't even have a clue. So I deliberately hide his feelings instead of just keeping it real. See, that same sexy swagger led him to that familiar break room each morning, pouring coffee just a shade lighter than the sexy skin he's in. He's my workday sin. Naughty things play pornographically inside of open mind as he approaches from behind. Words caress curves of neck as he speaks through waves of baritone, seducing my attempted words into a whispered moan. Does this man have any idea what he does to me? Stalking his swagger daily at exactly 8:30 in my fantasy. In this coffee-scented dream, he belongs to me. All of this sexy fantasy, standing at about 6'3". And then he speaks to me. With those same sexy words that produce that same chill. Yeah, he's my early morning thrill. That get-right pill. His good morning lady always translates in my mind to come over to my place tonight for some homemade dinner fed to you from my generous hand, and you will be my dessert. So my answer is always lost somewhere between trembling lips and weak knees. Child, please. This man literally takes my breath away. Always the one to put the good in my day. 8-hour glimpses of goodness between faxes, lunch, and bathroom breaks. I am willing to do whatever it takes to lure this man from break room to bedroom to put in some overtime with me as I stare back to him seductively. He pulls a chair for me as we sip coffee over conversation, sharing a moment with my workday fascination. And I look forward to this 5 days a week. so full of him, I can barely speak. But I have so much to say, just hoping that my words will dance to the cadence of his heartbeat. Just the way his words sweep me off my feet, and cloud nine looks so lonely without him here. So I use body language to motion him near. And too nervous to speak, I mumble the exact same thing I always do. Okay, get back to work and I'll see you at lunch at 1:45. Just wishing, just hoping, imagining if this man only knew.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all my global listeners. This is Miss Poetic E holding it down for Miss Strong Island, who I see have arrived in the building, so we're going to connect her in properly. But you were just listening to spoken word artist Mrs. Understood Mental Massage, Workday Boyfriend. That sister knows how to lay it down. And it's such a pleasure to just have her in rotation here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Just a quick announcement before we bring in our host to bring in Hot and Erotic in here. We just want to make a quick announcement that we are looking for other hosts to be on the network. I am still looking for someone to host with Miss Strong Island, preferably a male. So those are all of you under the sound of my voice. If you're interested in hosting a segment on the Poetic Energy Network station, just connect with me at pensproducer@live.com. That's pensproducer@live.com. I'll be happy to have a conversation with you and see if you will be a perfect fit for the network station. We have an array of shows that offer different things to impact the human experience, entertaining, nurturing things, spiritual things, healthy things, enlightening things, education. We offer it all up here on the network. So I am definitely looking to employ some more hosts on the show. Of course, this is all voluntarily. But definitely connect with me. With that being said, we're going to keep it going here and give our host the floor and host her segment of the show, which is the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic segment hosted by none other than Miss Strong Island herself. And we're going to give her a proper introduction by just saying, Miss Strong Island, come in, lady, and do what you do.
Good evening, everyone. This is Strong Island. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Poetic E. Thanks for that awesome, awesome introduction to everyone. Well, good evening, Detroit, and our global listeners. You're here with Ms. Strong Island on the Erotic Sensual Sheets segment of the Poetic Energy Network station. Welcome, welcome to another night of some eroticness. So are you ready to get excited? Well, I hope so, because here I go. I'm going to start it off for all of us with a piece that I call Hunger Never Tastes This Good. And this piece goes like this. I love the caramel-covered nuts. Ooh, the taste they had. They leave on your tongue. Ooey gooey, gotta get me more of your caramel-covered nuts. Cherry flavor with a twist of strawberries. Got you looking like you need to double dip your big old fat stick. Open wide and get ready for your surprise. Moving fast to get in position. Try not to miss this mission. Heavy weights placed down on you. Now you're licking and chewing like a Charleston chew. Ah, that feels so good. And you know it tastes so sweet. Just ready for us to meet. Now entering is your meat. Big, long, and thick, that's how we describe your dick. Amazing shaking, no complaining. Enjoying the pulsating of my walls. Choosing not to fall on the floor. Rolling, holding, now breathing deep. Sweat dripping all over my breast. Hunger never felt this good. I'm sure you will never be misunderstood. Catch the sweet tasting belly and hip shaking lady as you finish her ride while she is out of her mind. And that is my piece. Clap it up.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you much, everyone. Thank you much. You know, I had to start this thing off tonight. You know, missing all the activity, holidays coming up, you know, trying to keep everybody in the loop of everything. But I won't hold this mic. I know there's people who's ready to bless it right along with me, so I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
What's good? This is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, how you doing? Nice to be in the air with you.
Oh, same here, same here. What do you plan to do for us tonight, sir?
Okay, this piece I got for you is called An Erotic Story. And here
all
you
right.
go.
For sure.
All right. Can I use your pussy for lip balm? May I suck on your toes covered with honey and bring you a rose for every toe that I suck? May I suck on your tongue as I gently hit the bottom of your pina colada where all your candy lies. May I suck on each nipple as a newborn does until I bring forth milk from each nipple and you ride my cock and nut on the head of my dick, unlocking the erotic possibilities that lie within your sugar walls. I hope one possibility is me lying on my back in front of a mirror and you squatted down with your kitten riding my tongue until you cover my face with the juices that lie within your walls. Meanwhile, your twin sister is riding me backwards, and I can't speak because you just released your orgasmic explosion in my mouth. I just tasted every color of the rainbow, and it wasn't Skittles. I swear I ate your pussy like a cat eats tender victuals. That is my piece.
I have no words for you, Nate, on that one. Here I am trying to be cool with it. And here you go, blaze the mic, why don't you? Start it up, why don't you? It is a little too early to start me up. Good gracious.
Oh, my goodness.
That was an awesome
Thank
piece,
you.
Sir. Awesome piece.
Thank
Very
you.
Hot and spicy. Got me fanning. Needing ice over here. That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I enjoyed your piece as well.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to pull the strength out for these pieces tonight, boy. Sheesh.
Definitely got to clap it up for that one, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I say, taking deep breaths and everything on that last piece.
All right.
You did your thing. You did your thing. And you know what? I really appreciate you coming through and sharing that piece with us. You know, I love poetry, and the good thing about it is I love all types. And for
right.
something about erotica, it's just something about it.
It is.
It just gets
it
your blood going. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It does. I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
You know, I know it's not for everyone, and that's okay, because there's all types out there for you to, you know, listen to. And I'm glad that you could bring it hot and spicy and everything else in between. But after
right,
that,
right.
I think I need to listen to a little music to soothe me down and drink some water after that.
Right.
Definitely come back if you got some time, you know, later and share another piece.
For sure, I will.
All right, well, sit back. We're going to listen to a little music to calm our souls down.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind, know your deep feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me see the mystery.
As much as I want you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. This is Strong Island, and you are listening to Erotic Sensual Sheets. We're going to get ready and listen to one of our favorite poets, Mr. Lowry, doing his Poetic Love. Welcome, welcome back. That was Mr. Lowry, one of our favorite poets here on Erotic Sensual Sheets, doing his lovable song called Poetic Love. Now, with no more to do, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller on air. Caller from the 318 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, my dear.
Good.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I have this piece that's been on my mind, and it's titled OMG, Falling Completely.
The floor is yours, my sister.
OMG, OMG, I've fallen for you completely. OMG, OMG. WTF, WTF, did I do to you? WTF, WTF, did you do to me? I've fallen for you completely. LOL, LOL, I was too proud to admit this ain't funny. This is some craziness. This feels like heaven sometimes, and sometimes this feels like hell. LOL, LOL. SMH, SMH. I wanted someone else instead, and my heart's loving home said SMH, SMH. OMG, OMG. I'm falling in love, OMG, completely with you, OMG, OMG. I've OMG, fallen completely. And that's that piece.
Woo, my sister. I felt your words behind it. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
OMG, you know, our favorite word to say. You know, we say that word all the time, OMG, really. It can have so many different meanings. Definitely could. And we definitely want to clap it up for you for that. Thank you, Ms. Love Me Do, for definitely coming through and doing that wonderful piece of OMG.
Thank you very much.
Well, definitely stay around, you know, if you feel like you want to do another piece, you know. The floor is always yours.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And on that note, everyone, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. And I believe that caller going to be me. All right. Now, here I go with this piece I call, How Do You Like My G-String On? And this piece goes like this. Your nasty thoughts of our lovemaking is starting to break me down. I will give in to temptation if you choose. Don't be scared. I won't lose. My underwear, red, white, pink, yellow, how you like my G-string on? A small pull, a little tug, now your pants are on the floor. Reaching up, reaching down, commencing with a smile, licking lips between my legs, pleasure, pleasure, it is definitely in order. Sweet coming down, explosions all around of all the backup love you had in store just for this one love and nobody else. Smiling as we begin again, not even in 10 minutes, shoot. We have climax again and again. This time I am panting and swearing this was some good stuff you was giving, and that is my piece. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for clapping it up. All right, all right. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and move on right along and go ahead and take the next caller. Caller from the 216 area code, you on the air with Strong Island.
Yes, it's Nate Dizzle again.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You ready to blow this mic back up again?
Yes, yes. I have another one for you.
All right. The floor is yours.
Okay, This piece is called Various Coochie Flavors. And it goes like this. If grits was filling, as mama taught, then the stickiness inside your coochie should stick to my dick to keep my mind from wandering on some other chick. If your coochie was checking the cash, it would be like an ounce of kush to me. Nobody fucks with my stash. If your pussycat had a 100,000-mile warranty and it was about to expire, I would get an extended warranty. If your coochie was a McRib sandwich, you would be around for more than a limited time. It would definitely be on a more permanent basis. If your kitten was Colonel Sanders' chicken, I'd suck it every night because it was finger-licking good. If your coochie was Butterfinger, I'd race home every day like Barb Simpson on my skateboard and check the motherfucker that's trying to lay a finger on my Butterfinger. If I could have my way with your kitten like Burger King, I would be the king of the castle and sing about the joys your motherfucking pussy brings. That is my piece.
Speechless again? All right, you know what? We got to clap you up for that. We just got to give you claps for that. Now, Nate, you know your pieces. Yeah, they're going to go down in memory for sure. Definitely going to go down in memory for sure. But please tell everyone how they can find you. I meant to ask you this before.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Nathan Smith. I'm the Nathan Smith with the white polo shirt on and the clear glasses. Because I know it's a lot of them in there. So that's me.
Yes, yes, there definitely is. Smith is a very common name, and, it's funny we share that name.
Yes, it is.
All right, sir, so you know what? Just sit back, relax yourself. You, of course, always bring me habit to listen to some kind of music to calm me back down. That's a spoken word. So we're going to get ready and listen to Quiet Storm doing Deeply.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that has given me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature to rise. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me, with your caramel skin tint, looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder-length hair and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid-portion of your back, touching the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved. But the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eyes. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you. And you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
Was Mr. Quiet Storm doing Deeply. Welcome back, Detroit, and our global listeners. That was an awesome, nice beat. piece that I just love the beat of that piece. I don't know about everybody else, but I know I did. But anyway, moving further along, I'm going to take the next person up, and I'm going to get ready to do a piece for you called Strong Island's Cry. And this piece goes like this. Like Strong Island, strong, long, hard, deep penetration into my cavity makes me scream, ooh-wee. Bring me, baby, down to my knees. Sensual, sexual, exceptionally pleasing, tasting to the juices of my sweet cherry pussy, dripping all over with delight from the sight of the mandingo vanilla-flavored, chocolate-covered stick, so pleasing to my taste buds, causing eruptions of more juices to flow. Way below our bodies, no more words need to be said, just pounding over and over, begging more, 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 until unconsciousness is almost at hand. Realization is coming into plan. This is yours for the taking. Always continue to give it strong, long, hard, and deep. Never be cheap with your dick, because you know I like to be hook, line, sink beneath your beast, and that is my piece. Clapping it up for everyone.
Ooh, Miss Dog Island Girl, wow. Man, was that just you, Miss Dog Island? Was
yeah.
that just you?
Clapping it up. Thank you, everyone, for that. And I feel, you know, I forget to tell everyone where you can actually find me at. You can find me not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also find me on Facebook under my government of C. Smith Jordan. You can find me under that, or you can find me on Twitter under SexyC430. Basically, anywhere you look, you just may find me. I am part of a lot of different networks. And, you know, no further to do, just wanted to give a shout-out to everyone for the upcoming holidays that's coming. You know, I know it's the time to reflect, to be joyful. And, you know, I just want everybody to know that I'm very grateful and joyful this year to be here with all the special people in my life, including y'all, because without you, it would be no me. So thank y'all, everyone. And no further to do, I would like to hear a little bit more music just to rest my little soul a little bit more.
All right. All right. You got it, sister.
I'm never loved this way again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You were just listening to Miss Toni Braxton singing I Love Me Some Him, a very good throwback to love. With no further ado, our very own Miss Poetic E is going to come and bless this mic for us tonight. Poetic E, the floor is yours.
All right, my sister. All right, I ain't going to bring it hot and erotic, but I'm going to just be a little romantic. How about that?
That is great.
All right, this piece is entitled The Way You Love Me. I definitely have read this before on the show, but, you know, there's always somebody who haven't heard it, so I'm going to let it rip here. The way you love me puts a gleaming smile on my face. You make me feel so free. My heart pumps confetti of hearts floating in and out of space. You changed my whole world by touching my mind intellectually, my spirit spiritually, my body sensually, and my heart honestly. With great security, each time you hold me in the fold of your arms, I feel the love that exudes from you, and it is ever so tender and warm. Every time you hold me, you illuminate my soul. You're the other half of me that makes me whole. Each time you utter the words, I love you, I am simply lifted. The way you look at me, I recognize the purity of your love. It gives me surety that our union was ordained from divine power, from up above. It's your smile that captures the very essence of me. When I gaze at you down the way, my heart ventures to say, you are a muse to me. When pain, joy, or cold causes tears to be released from the lids of my eyes, rolling over the mound of my cheeks, it is the stroke of your gentle hand that helps me understand you are a compassionate man that will do all you can to make sure that my heart is protected from the elements of despair. Because the love you have for me is far beyond someone who just cares. It is priceless, beyond compare, perhaps even rare. The way you seize me with an intimate kiss, I am released of unnecessary worries and remain secure that our union will remain in total bliss. Your love for me is awesomely insane. I don't think you understand how it sets my heart aflame. You are a sensational, spectacular, and a man that I adore. Your chase to have me was something I just couldn't ignore. The sound of your alluring voice gave me no choice but to listen to that still, small voice. With its power and authority, it said to release the locks to the chambers of my heart and commune with the spirit of this man that I have granted to be the protector of your heart. And should he violate the powers that be, then he will have to answer to the wrath in me. I am your father that giveth you away to a noble, loving, honest man, and not to a wandering stray. He is the kind of man that I have conditioned to understand that as a leader of his family, he must know how to pray. After the consultation from my Almighty Father, entrancingly divine, a gate opened my eyes to capture the visions of true love as my prize, without veils or scales or deliberate disguise. I am totally convinced that my man is definitely God's man. He is entrusted and instructed to inspire me, divinely love me, protect me from all hurt or harm while keeping me warm. I am so glad that the Lord saw fit to make this man mine, a man packaged as unique and stamped as one of a kind, and that's my peace.
Woo! Clapping it up for you, sister, for that peace.
All right. Thank you, Miss Star God. I so appreciate it.
Without romance. All right. Without romance, there will be no, you know, erotic or anything else for that matter. I definitely appreciate that piece. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move right along because I see we have someone who's eager to get on this phone line. So let me go ahead and take the next caller. Caller from the 318 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island.
Hi, this is Love Me Do again.
Hey, Love Me Do.
Hi.
What you going to do for us?
I'm going to go with Michelle's favorite, Love Me Do.
All right, now bring it.
I really don't believe you love me, do. I don't even trust you. Why? I'm too familiar with guys like you, especially. What do? The three L's. Find them, fuck them, forget them. When will you stop? Well, when your stuff don't work no more. How will you stop? Maybe when you old. Maybe when you're young, on your trick of living and dying by the gun. And on the side of fucking her sister, her mama, her cousin, and her best friend. Maybe when they scratch up your car if you have one by far. Maybe when they poison your food or throw hot grits on you. Maybe never. Maybe you'll die a rolling stone. Love me, do. I love you, do. You a stupid ass, too. You don't deserve me. I can't stand you. You say you love me, do. Hey, you told her you love her, do, too. You don't love us from the start. You love us for what my pussy do, her for what I ass do, and what the chick down the street mouth do, too. You's a damn fool. Pamming and jamming your tool everywhere and making us all love you, do. And you don't even love your damn self, and that shit is true. Why don't you love you, do? You don't live the life that's true.
Is that
I love you, do. Because the life that I live tells me that I have to. I don't like you. Maybe I love you, do. Like you, do. And like you, do, when you live the life that's true. You say you love me, do. You told her that, too. And her, too. The Beatles say what you say, and you say you're an OG. You're a punk with no spunk and running over jewels to treasure junk. I believe you love me, do, if and only if you live the life that's true. How will I know it? Well, I pray on it. Because there are many hypocrites going more ham than a little bit on acting a straight-up fool, not following the golden rule. That's really all I have to say on it. I love you, do, because a life true dictates to it. I like you don't because you don't live a true life. You out there loving every woman, do, messing up somebody's mother, aunt, daughter, wife, cousin, or significant other. Love God, the right one, do first, and he'll help you find the right one to love right. So one of the first steps to loving me, do, is to live the life that's true. Love God, do first, then you only love the one he gave you. You love her, do. You love me, do. Get right, and I believe you, too. And that's that piece.
Clapping it up.
Now, love me do. You know that called Love Me Do was awesome. That's
Love
awesome.
Me Too.
Please share with everybody where they can find you.
You can find me numerous places. I have I'm on Facebook, Author Nicole Brown. I have a website, which is authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com, and I have a fan page on Facebook titled Outstanding Poet, Author Nicole S. Brown, and my books are being sold on many websites, such as Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. I'm also featured in the anthology Synchronized Ink, which I'm loving very much. I love many of the pieces.
I'm sorry. You can continue.
It's an awesome anthology, really. It's a lot of there's a lot of talent out there, and it's just very awesome. I love Synchronized Ink.
Right.
You know what, Miss Love Me Do? I am so glad that you brought Synchronized Ink up to the world. For those who do not know, Miss Love Me Do, also known as Miss Author Nicole S. Brown, she is in that book. You definitely want to pick that book up. Myself, I'm in that book too. Miss Poetic E, she's in that book with a whole host of other poets from around the world are featured in that book. So that's a book that you definitely want to get. It's a must-read, and it will be rising to the bestseller list.
Yes, ma'am, and we got something else up our sleeve.
All right, 2012 will be one year that y'all will not forget. You will not forget. Well, on that note, I see it's getting late, and you know what time it is. It's about that time. So with no further to do, I'm going to go ahead and just say everybody have a happy holiday, and we will definitely, hopefully, be listening and hearing out for everyone in the new year. All right? So in that note, everybody have a good night. Blessings to everyone. Happy holidays, and see you in 2012. Oh,